to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women, hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. Joining us on the Women's Forum today is the Deputy Country Director of Population Services International Zimbabwe Office, Dr. Karen Hatzold, who will be discussing with us some of the work her organization is doing in Zimbabwe. From July 20th to 25th July, PSI will join thousands of HIV program implementers, activists, researchers, policymakers, and persons living with HIV in Melbourne, Australia for the 20th International AIDS Conference. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Dr. Karen Hatzold.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Doctor, you have been operating in Zimbabwe and partnering with the Minister of Health. What programs do you have in place, especially targeting women and young girls, as the Population Services International Zimbabwe?
Population Services International in Zimbabwe is a large network of HIV testing and counseling services centers that has integrated sexual reproductive health services, family planning services, cervical cancer screening services for women that are open, obviously, for women of the reproductive age group. We're also attracting younger women, also adolescents, if they want to get services and information and counseling about sexual reproductive health. So these are the services that we are providing through our network. And these services are provided at fixed sites. These sites are covering the entire country and also through outreach teams that are reaching people in rural areas as well. Wide spectrum of services for women.
Going to the rural areas, as you mentioned, what kind of campaigns are you having in rural areas to encourage women to come to some of your centers?
We're mainly working with the leaders in the communities. We're working with healthcare providers at lower level healthcare facilities to spread the word that the services are available or become available. So we are campaigning before the outreach team is going into the rural areas. So through many fora, actually, through community leaders at the local level, as well as through health promotion officers or healthcare workers who are spreading that word. So people are informed about the services well in advance. So about a week in advance, we're mobilizing the community, and then the team is going out to provide the services.
Are you providing these services at any charge, or are they free of charge?
Currently, our services, and especially in the rural areas, are free of charge. So people can get tested for HIV, can access family planning services, and also soon cervical cancer screening that will also be provided on outreach free of charge.
When are you hoping to start the cervical screening in the rural areas?
So cervical cancer screening is currently provided at most of our fixed sites and in the more urban areas. But we are expanding now with several outreach teams, so that we are currently training our providers, and I assume that by July we should be able to start with the first outreach services. But currently the services are already available. Actually reached about 10,000 women with cervical cancer screening since we started about 6 months ago.
And also you were involved with Zimbabwean lawmakers in trying to encourage them to also come in for cervical cancer screening and perhaps, you know, encourage the other women at large. How did that program go?
Created a lot of awareness. In Zimbabwe, it was covered by the press, so we had the women invited to get information, to get counseling by our service providers, and then they came with relatives as well and got the services at the New Start centers. And that has created a lot of awareness amongst women to also go for cervical cancer.
If someone is in the rural areas, where can they access your services?
We are not the only provider of cervical cancer screening. There are other public health care facilities who are offering cervical cancer screening as well. But the services that we are providing is on outreach basis. So from the six sites, we have mobile teams that carry the equipment out to rural clinics where these services then are available.
And looking at the figures since you started, having cervical cancer screening, what are the trends? What are you seeing?
Many women are very interested in the services. So we have actually people queuing up for the services and get registered to get this. It's a service that takes about 20 minutes. It's very professional. It's done relatively quickly, and it's of huge benefits to the women because with the cervical cancer screening, they can detect lesions before they become cancer, and they can be treated. If we're seeing suspect lesions on the cervix, they can be removed immediately in the same session.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Dr. Karen Hartsold, for having been a guest on the Women's Forum.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
The Women's Forum was hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye from Washington.